Shavua Tov, 26 days to the Omer, and we're holding in Perek Chaymer B'Kedesh, Baruch Hashem, Bav Chof Aleph, right after. No, Chof Aleph, we're holding in Chof Beis today, right? Chof Aleph, oh, it is. Right by the Gemara. How do you like that? Amazing. Alright, so the Mishnah told us, let's take the milos here one by one. So milah number one, we said, matbilin kelim mitayachim, truma avaloi v'kedesh. What is the reason not to be tevel one kli inside of another kli when it comes to kedesh? It's because in the event that the kli would have weight, so the inner kli, the weight of the kli would push down on the bottom kli, prevent water from entering. And because of that, the tefillah won't be kosher, not for the upper kli, not for the lower kli, because it would be like a chatzitza. And because of that, we asked the tutam chatzitza. Wait a minute. The sefer has a maila mishum chatzitza. So how could the reisha's maila be mishum chatzitza? The whole Sefer begins with these very dramatic words, right? When it comes to Kadesh, so if you have something tied in a beged or pleats in a beged, you have to let them loose in order for the water to penetrate. And if you have something that's oily on it, it has to be taken, or liquidy on it, has to be taken off, and then afterwards you retie it. Whereas betruma, it's no problem. Betruma can be kosher, v'yachar kach matbil. Now obviously that's chatzitza. So if we already have a mile of chatzitza, it's the same. When it comes to kedesh, we're makbid even on far fetched chatzitzas. And when it comes to truma, we're not makbid on far fetched chatzitzas. I mean, what's the point saying two completely different dinim of chatzitzas that are both in the same Mishnah? Why didn't we ask, by the way, and if they're both mitam chatzitza, why are they so separated from each other? That, Bichlal will see in a couple of places that the Seder of the Mishnah is not necessarily a Seder that is meant to express the interrelatedness of dinim, but rather the Seder of the Mishnah is a machlokas, the various achronim have different pshatim. But either the Seder of the Mishnah is in terms of the Seder of the Gezeres, some of the achronim say it was while when they were gezer of the Maila, and others say they're in the Seder in which they were Nishna originally in the Beis HaMedrash, but they Rebbe, but whatever it is, the Seder is clearly not the thing that is worrying us over here so much. So the problem is, what would be the point of having two separate sections in the Mishnah of Chatzitza? Says the Gemara, that's not such a problem. Reisha v'Seifa Mishum Chatzitza. They both may well be Mishum Chatzitza. And the truth is, we'll see that if they're both Mishum Chatzitza, then they're only counted as one, not as two separate miles. But V'Tzricha, the reason we need to speak out both types of Chatzitzas over here, because the Yashmin Reisha v'Mina Aina Taimit L'Kodesh Lo Mishum Kvedo Shokli De'ik. The point of it here is that in the reisha, I understand that you have the variance. Sometimes you can get a kli that could be heavy enough to really call it a chatzitza. So okay, so maybe over there where it would be machber, but say what material that is permeable to water that we have to undo the material. Maybe we shouldn't do that even for Kedah. On the other hand, the Ashwin would say, let's say we would have known the part about kosher. So you have to be matir and then kosher. So the Ashwin would say, maybe I had a time in the Kodesh, let me show him the kitra, but my adukim yad. I would say, you know what? The point over here is that if you have a situation which becomes worse when you put it in the water than when it's out of the water, I'll be matir on that for Kedah. Mashenke, when it's talking about kvedo shakrik, it's better in the water. Because obviously the water helps now to reduce the gravity, basically, because it exerts buoyancy. So the level of buoyancy there, so you weigh less now. So the kli is not going to be makbid. So reish, is it safe for the kitra maya duki mehadeg? When you have a knot in the material in the water, it swells, and it's even harder to undo. So Mamela, we could understand that may cause, the swelling may cause an inability of areas to be exposed. And sometimes it actually happens. You take out things, you have a washing machine, it's like you see the area that didn't penetrate. So over there, maybe it will be marked with the Kabbat Kedesh. But Akide Kak, where something is better in the mikveh, not in the mikveh, we're not going to be marked with even the Kedesh.
Better.
In other words, to make a takona, which is a situation that doesn't appear to be a problem, and it gets even better when it's in the mikveh.
It's less of a chatzitza
because the water, if anything, helps to helps itself to penetrate. If talking about weight. Weight is less in the water, so if you have something that you're putting in the water, so the water is going to help lift it, not that it should be harder. What's the problem? When you have one kli inside of another kli, the problem of a katzita is the weight of the kli. Kedosh or kli? Were you not here from the beginning?
I was here, but...
Okay, so the reason we have a takona of kli betoch kli, the Gemara said, is because a kli weighs. Since it weighs, so it causes a chatzitza in the underpart, because the water can't get in, because the kli is weighing down on the bottom.
Don't we have begad?
No. We're talking about a pot.
A pot.
So a pot that's on top, let's say you have a serving platter in a pot. So the serving platter places down on the pot, and therefore the water can't get in between them.
What do you want, the betobel, the inner pot?
Both pots. So the betobel, two pots, one inside the other. So the inner pot being heavy may prevent the water from getting between the two pots.
It's closed? Why doesn't the water penetrate?
Because it's heavy. When you have something
heavy down
on something, you have two things. One, the heavy thing is on top of another.
Right?
And now let's say, I mean, you would also, if it had a rubber bottom, it would be stuck to the bottom, you wouldn't be able to get water in between. So if it's metal on metal also, if it's heavy enough, it prevents the water from running.
Space between the
two. Not enough space for water to penetrate. But if I put it in the water, the water is going to make that situation better, not worse, because the water tends to lift.
It separates
it a little bit. So, you know, how much do you need separation for the water to get in? So there the water again. It's like, you know, maybe, yeah, that's not such a big deal. I should be marking on it. So there, the Maya Akvi Makvila, the mana, the water causes, if anything, a better situation, because it makes the kli go up. Makes the kli go up. You don't have the problem of COVID. Mashenkin, when you put it in a baguette, which is the latter part of the Mishnah, over there the material swells in the water and creates a bigger problem, not a lesser problem. So maybe that's the pshat. Therefore, I need both of these. Now, this approach to understanding that the problem of kli betoch kli is a problem of weight is Rabbi Law, and it's Rabbi Law Lashitase. Because Rabbi Law says, I'm Rabbi Law, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Eser Ma'alot Shamukar. There's only 10 Ma'alot in the Mishnah. We count 11, obviously. So he was Makabal, there were 10. If he's saying there were 10, so he needs to explain that two of them are actually one Ma'al. So the Ma'ala of Matir, and then Kesher, and the Ma'ala of Kvedosh or Kli is all the same thing, basically. It's Bitam Chatzitza. There's one Ma'al. We're more makban on chatzitza by kodesh than we are by truma. That's the ma'ala. Now, the Mishnah had to spell out in what circumstances and so on, but it's not two separate issues. So essentially, there's only 10 ma'alot, but if
it's
you read...
On the it's two variations on the
theme. Exactly. But if you read that it's two separate ma'alas, you're going to have to explain a different reason for the two cases. And the kodesh shekli would not be mikam chatzitza. What would that be? We'll see in a moment. So he says there's really only 10 ma'alot. The first 5 ma'alot, the chomesh rishonot, bein l'kodesh, bein l'chulush anasu, altaras ha-kodesh. And when he's saying the first 5, he means the first 6 cases, which are 5 ma'alot. And the second 5, they apply only to actual kodesh. Chomesh ha-achroneis are l'kodesh, avalo l'chulush anasu, altaras ha-kodesh. Why is that? My timer. Because the first 5, they have itle drora de tuma midioraita. They have some elements of tuma in them that could be a chashash midioraita. The word drora, it's very interesting. Where does the word drora appear? It appears in the targum of et patshegen ktav. The patshegen ktav is the, where it says rather, it's not patshegen, it's parashat rather. Parashat HaKesef, Asher, Amar, Aman, That parashat HaKesef, it says ve'edrora de'mamayna. Now, drora de'mamayna is used also the same way drora de'tuma, which means that drora means the theme, the parashat. Tosfos learns it means a shayichut, the tumah d'oraisa. Rashi learns it means a hashash of a tumah d'oraisa. I think that in any event it can be traced back to the Hebrew dror as well. Because dror means you have a right to extend yourself in any direction you want. So you're dar any place at all. So it's an extension basically of concerns, is the sense. So it drags along tumah. So dror of the tumah d'oraisa. There are actually the different interpretations have different shatim in the Gemara. So according to Rashi, the first six or five cases according to Rabbi Lo, which include this, the two variants of chatzitza, all basically can actually be nogea tumah d'oraisa. In other words, obviously the chatzitza cases you're talking about, there could be a real tumah d'oraisa. If it's a chatzitza, so you're left with a tumah d'oraisa. It has nothing to do with that case. Even though Lamaisa, the case of Mashkin bothers him. I mean, what about Achorayim, the Toch, the Beit HaTzvita? I mean, that's only a reference to Mashkin as a Gezer Drabonin. But the reason, says Rashi, we made that Gezer Drabonin was because of the Mashkin of Zav and Zav. And the Mashkin of Zav and Zav is a Diraisa. So at least there's some Shaykhis to a Diraisa over here. And therefore, we're machmer on it, because with your eyes, obviously, there's no nafkamina between Al-Qurayim, the Torah, Beit HaTzvita, and so on. And the case of the Noseyas HaMidras, the actual event was that her shoelace fell in from the Midras, from the sandal, as we'll see later on, and caused an actual tumah d'oraisa for the contents of the barrel. So we can't ignore that. The case of Bigdei Eich LeKodesh Midras Eich LeTruma, if his wife had actually sat down, it would really have been the time he was begotten. So these are mamish d'oraisa issues over here. Even the case of Kelim on Igmar and Batira, which seems so far-fetched. But as we saw in the Gemara with Rabbi Yishmael, I pointed out to you that the Rishami learns that that's mamish as Kelim Igmar and Batira, where the woman said, I had licked it, or my friend had used it. So there's a chashash over there that maybe something that was tamei d'oraisa was still there. But all of the other cases, and here's where we reach the problem, all of the other cases, including Revi Bateidesh, and including Kli Metzarev Masha Bateichai, says Rashi are only Durabonan, about which Tosis explodes. Revi Bekodesh is only Durabonan. We learn out Revi Bekodesh, we're going to see soon, in out of a Kal V'Chaymer, which is at Midashatar and Nidrashis, but which says that that's not called the Uraisa. And the case of Kli Metzarev Masha Bateicha, we learn that from Kafachata, Srazahav, but we have Teres, that all the Kli is Isaac, called Masha Bateicha, Chad, becomes all one thing. How can you say that? He doesn't like the Pshat and Rashi at all. So he learns that the element of Drora, the two, of course it says, Revi'a Bekodesh is real, and Tzir of Kli is a real thing and could be Nogea Tumah d'oraisa. He says the question over here is whether or not we really have an actual chashas, a shaykhis to tumah in other cases. In other words, a Revi'a Bekodesh, we'd have a shaykhis somewhere else, but Chulin Shanasa Atayra Sakaydev. Chulin could possibly be Mekabel Tumah Revi'a. No. So it's not even possible. That's the chat. It's only coming to explain why it's not the gay of Chulin, not why it's not the gay of Kaidesh. So the things are possible in terms of Chulin, the Chidushim, even if the Chidushim the Arisa, only in Kaidesh, don't have a Jordan to the Arisa, the Gabe Chulin. That's how he learned. The Rabbi Elchanano learns the Pshat of Drora, the Tuma, means a presence of Tuma, an extension. Say, the question only is how far the Tuma extended. So in the first cases, you're talking about a case where there already was tumah, and the tumah exists. Now we have to know how far does the tumah extend? Was it the time of this guy's begot? Did it go away because of the tefillah? And so on and so forth. It was there already. The other case, where the einin has tumah, there was no tumah there bechlal. The kli hasn't been mitzarev mash v'teich, but nothing's become tumah yet. And so on and so forth. So where there isn't tumah, and now you're talking about the possibility of being mekabel tumah, that's not called drawer of the tumah the arise. Where you've established, and also, by the way, some take out that word, the Uraisa, because that's not the point. That's the point. In other Gemaras where we have this, it doesn't say the Uraisa, it just says Drora the Tumah. That's the issue. Well, it's only according to Rashi that the point of view of Jewish Torah took the Oraisa particularly, which leads him into the uncomfortable position of claiming that Revi Bekeda should tear of clear all the Rabbanim. Okay? So we have three basic approaches to Dror of the Tuma, and the meaning of the word changes very subtly between those approaches. But Lamaisa, I think that all of them can draw on the Hebrew mocker of rolling over, so to speak, the drawer, the freedom to be wherever you want. The Karasim drawer means you can extend wherever you like, basically. So it's extension, parsha, chashash, and so on. So those things that are shayach to drawer of the tumah, according to Rashi, drawer of the tumah, the Araisa, according to Taisa, drawer of the tumah, benogea, chulin, according to the Rabbeinu Hanano, drawer of the tumah, the presence of tumah that now can extend. So there goes the Rabbanon Lekedesh, and also Lekolishanasu, and Altarasakesh, but the Lesbos, right? So Leslu, drawer of the tumah, the Araisa, or drawer of the tumah. There the Rabbanon goes only Lekedesh, but Lekolishanasu, Altarasakesh, one goes over Rabbanon. Because they're either because it's never shayach by chulin, or because there's no real chashash here in the Oraisa, or because there's no presence of tuma here to make it worthwhile giving a gezeira. Rava says, I don't accept this. As far as I see it, there's 11 milas in the Mishnah, not 10. And you can't take away one of them by making two basically variations on the theme. And therefore, the Reisha, which is the case of Kli B'toch Kli, is not a problem because of the weight of the Kli. It's not an issue of Chatzitza. It's far-fetched. The Reisha is Lav Mishum Chatzitza. The Reisha is a special Gezeira, Haim et Haim. Gezeira, Shelo Yatpil Machatin V'Tznorot, B'Kli She'en B'Pif Kishvaferet Hanot. Suppose you have something very small, like a needle. A tzinora is a type of little fork-like Kli that's used by a gold maker, the straight cloth gold, threads of gold. Very, very tiny and carefully made kli, which you could go ahead and be table inside of a Coke bottle. Obviously, you don't want it to get lost. So you take a Coke bottle, you put it inside of the bottle, you dip the bottle inside of the mikveh, and now you figure when the water goes into the Coke bottle, it'll be metaher. The tzinora, that's then when I'll pour it out, I'll just catch it. It won't get lost in the mikveh. Makes a lot of sense, except for one little problem. That the mikveh is not inside of the Coke bottle. First, you can't have a mikveh inside of a bottle. And that's actually two ways of learning the problem over here. But I mean, that's how the Rosh
Hashanah. Is that because the opening is so small?
And that's because the opening is too small to be mechuber. The water inside is not really mechuber to the water outside. In order to have a chibur between water in one part of the mikveh and another part of the mikveh, for water inside of a kli to be mevatel, the
kli?
Well, we'll see. It gets a little more complicated later on. But let's say for a moment, to make it part of the water outside of the mikveh. So you need to have a shir of kishvaferet hanod. A shvaferet hanod, what they used to have, remember, their canteens were made out of leather bags. You know, that was called a node. And in order to drink from it, you would insert a straw. It would force the opening open, which normally was a tube. And that tube is the shvoferet, which became, it's a standard shvoferet, and that's called the shvoferet hanod. And we'll talk about it in a moment, but since over here a Coke bottle definitely doesn't have a shvoferet hanod, so this is a gezeira. We never allow you to use a kli, because next thing we know, you'll use a Coke bottle.
The Coke bottle is outside, but the opening of the Coke bottle?
Small.
The opening of the Coke bottle is not the size of a shvoferet hanod. We're going to talk about it. You need to be able to put in two etzba'ot, as we'll see. Two etzba'ot freely, all around. Okay. So since you may, if we let you use a kli inside of a kli, even though right now you're using a big kli, but you won't pot another pot, no problem. No chashash of chatzitzas, no chashash of anything. But how's the guy going to know not to use a Coke bottle. So the Mela, this is a gzera for Kedesh. I mean, I say, look, it's far-fetched gzera. It's one of the miles of Kedesh. We don't apply it to Truma. Kiditznan, Iruv Mikvaot, in order to have water in one area, be part of a mikvah, it has to be Kishvoferet Hanod, including the Ovi, of the thickness of the standard wall of the Shvaferet and the thickness of the halal of the Shvaferet, which is a total of shtei etzba'ot chazrot lemekomam. You have to be able to make a 360-degree twist of something that is the thickness of two etzba'ot. So this is probably just a Shvaferet anod over here, because etzba is really two etzba'ot like that. And that would be a shear. It's a Coke bottle, doesn't have that shear. We have to be chayshish.
This is the thing that stays in there, or something you used to pry it open in the first place?
No, you take it out when you want to seal it, sure. But this way you can pour from it.
You can drink pretty well from a Coke bottle.
Well, you can't really pour very well from a Coke bottle, because it goes glob, 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 glob.
The air coming in.
Yeah. You can't pour well from
a Coke
bottle.
You can't drink very well from that one?
Because the name is it. Yeah, exactly. So, obviously disagrees with Rabbi Law. There's completely new, two different topics in the first six. One is Bitam Chatzitza, and one is Bitam Gezerah Shema Yitzbol in a Kli that Ein Bo Kishvaferet Hanot. Sheish Rishonot, so the way Rabbi Nachman or Rabbi Bavua has it, the first six, or Bein Lekodesh, Bein Shekulun, Lekulun, Shenatzal, Tehas HaKodesh. The last five from the Kli Mitzav Marsha B'Teichai are Lekodesh, Ava, Lo, Lekulun, Shenatzal, Tehas HaKodesh. Fine. Halacha L'maisa, is there enough communion between Rava and Revi Law? Yes, certainly there is. My Ika Bein, the Rava, the Revi Law. Ika Bein Ayosal, the Gargutni, Shimil An Kelim, V'it Bilan. Let's say that you take a basket. Now, a basket, nobody's going to confuse a basket, or the type of things that we use for tailing with it together, which is, it has holes all through it and so on. It's made as a basket. So there, if there's a problem of chatzitza, you have the same problem of chatzitza. You have a kli b'toch kli inside of a basket. What's the difference? You still have the chatzitza. If you believe the weight of the kli creates a problem, it'll create a problem against the bottom of the basket also. But the man, the Omar, Mishum Gzera, Shema Yatbiyom, Machatim, and Tzinuriot, Bekli, Shein, Bepif, Kishwaferet, Anod, that if the only chashash is that we're afraid that you're going to end up using a Coke bottle, people do not confuse sal and gargutni. A gargutni is a giant sal that's used for the filtering of wine as it comes out. It's filled with all types of pieces of grape and so on. So it's this large gargutni during the wine season to filter it out.
In the gut. Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible out there.
In the gut.
In the gut. So if somebody's using a salve gargutni, nobody is going to think, since I saw you being table and salve gargutni, I can use a Coke bottle. It's clear that this is something that's wide open. That's the whole point of a basket. It's wide open. There's no such thing as a salve gargutni she'en b'dim kishwaferet anod leka. Such a concept doesn't exist, b'chlal. So where you're talking about using a container, stam, like a kli. So that there people can't be mechalik between a small bottle and a large bottle and a small container and a large container. But a basket, nobody will confuse with a bottle. So therefore, according to Rava's approach, there should not be a problem. Whereas according to Rabbi Law's approach, there really is a problem because it's the same issue of chatzitza. Now this is actually Ozda Rava Latayne. This idea that there's no chashash by Salve Gargutni, we know that Rava holds that halacha l'maisa, the Omar Rava. Salve Gargutni, shenil an kelim v'yitbilan tori. He says beferish, you fill up an entire Salve Gargutni with kelim, there's no problem. What do you mean there's no problem? Doesn't it say that there's a problem in our Mishnah, kli b'toch kli? So obviously Rava's logic is such that it can only be, that's because of the Gzera Shofar Sanav, therefore Salva Gargus and Anku and Gzera. So now this is Rav is very consistent in his approach. There's 11 milas. It can't be a Chashash of Chatzitza because that's a later mila. And therefore this mila must be something that doesn't apply to Salva Gargusni. And that is the Chashash of using a Coke bottle. So everything fits in consistently with Rav. But furthermore, continues Rav, an interesting idea. You might think that a Salva Gargusni is basically porous. And since it's porous, it's not considered to be bichlal a chatzitza in a mitzvah. Now, that might be the way you had understood it. It's not the pshat and a salve gargutni that there's no such thing as a shofar, unless the shofar is under the salva gargusni. It's the fact that the salva gargusni is not a kli, because the mice and the water penetrates it in all directions. So the mele, even if it would have had a shofar, unless the shofar is under, it would have been okay. But that's not true. And Rava's statement here clarifies it. He puts together two dinim so that we should understand his logic. Because he says, if you take a mikveh and you make a chatzitza in the middle of this mikveh with a salve gargusni, and now you have less than arbaim saw on each side, then hatelo sham lo asalot tefila. Then there's no such thing as being tevil in that mikveh. You say, that's ridiculous. The water could get straight through. Yeah, well, I got news for you. The entire earth, the water gets straight through. Did you ever hear the water table? So, ara kula chalchule mechachle. Is the earth full of water or not? Does water manage to make its way through? So that means that the earth is porous to water, no? So because of that, you can be tevil in anything. And that's not true. Being on the ikambabayim sabim makom echad. So despite something being porous, you still need 40 sabamakam echad, and the question of porosity is not that which defines the kosher mikveh. In which case, the salva gargusni, it sounds silly, but even though the water is going fully through it, it would need an opening of a shvafer tanod in one place in order to be mechab in the mind. And if you mechalik the mikveh with it, tough luck. No good. So because of that, we now understand. So what's Rava's logic? Why is the salva gargusni different? There's only one possibility that's left. Must be it's different because it's missing the gezeira of shofar sanon. Because leka, there's no such thing as the salva gargusni. It's got that problem. Now everything adds up.
These chumas again for kodesh or these are dinim and mikvah.
These are gezeiras, just like we created an idea of levels of tyrant, which is a brand new concept of chachomim conceived of. It's very interesting, by the way, there's a shalom that traces the five levels of tyrant that are mentioned, that are in Negea Kedesh and not Negea Kedesh, to five different dargas of Elam Haba. It goes through the different dargas, so that a person has less awareness. That extent of Elam Haba doesn't apply to him. He's not aware of his existence. It's very interesting. But anyways, that's the idea over here. Darga of awareness, different levels of awareness for Chulin, for Meiser, for Truma, for Kedesh, and for Chattas Mechattas. As a result of which, those milas, degrees, created different dinim, which are called milas. They're milas for the various milas. Then we have a question. Which ma'alot atuma apply to which ma'alot atuma?
Gezeras.
They're like gezeras, right?
But when we go to the mikveh now, it's okay. We have to.
We don't. It's interesting. There are. I knew that's what you were getting at with that thing before. I could see it in your eyes.
There's plastic Israeli leather.
Exactly. So lemaisa. I mean, the achronim bring that even that since there is an inyan of kvedo shulchan, even though we're not gezing. But if somebody sees that there's a whole pile of, he's going to put in a whole pile of kale, one on top of the other. So where it's nogeya, obviously you have to take it serious, and you have to use your judgment. We didn't answer it. If you hold that there's no gezeira by chul, so it's interesting. It's brought la'alocha, not to overdo it.
Water should touch all the pieces.
Water should touch all the pieces. Some people shake it up so that the mayim is akli, but not everybody's made it. Because of the mayim akli, maybe you can rely on it. Stop. But lemaisa, as you know, I mean, sometimes you do this, take out a mikveh, it looks like it never got wet. Some of the things that are, inside, you have 10 dishes, one inside the other.
I've never thought to do that. I always spread them out.
You always spread them out.
But the mikveh of the Kareem doesn't have a bayim shayah. Where is your bayim shayah?
But it's connected to the other.
But you just heard it, there's a chitza.
It's connected, right?
No. The mayim of the kalim is the mikveh of the other.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Usually,
I
don't know which one you're talking about. The one over here?
Yeah.
So they use Shofar Sadot, but it's right next to the real bore.
Right,
that thing is where the Mayim is, right? That's where they keep the bore Mayim there. The mikvahs at your table don't have any Mayim.
Yeah.
Those aren't real mikvahs. Those are bathtubs that are connected to the mikvah. You see the little plug there. That's the Shofar Sadot plug.
That hole has
that hole is the real mikveh in many places, where it's the actual bore, or that hole is directly over the bore. In order to avoid things falling in, they put something on the bottom, but it's mechubet with shofar hasanot.
Isn't there a korah mechitza in between?
Not with a shofar hasanot in the way.
But Yavi said that there's salah galguti, if it's a mechitza inside the mikveh.
Right.
That divides the mikveh into...
Because the salva galguti doesn't have an opening.
With shofar
hasanot. It's porous, but it doesn't have an opening. It has to have one opening.
It's smaller than...
It's full of holes.
Right, that's the whole point. That full of holes means that the water can penetrate. And that's not the issue. That's what Rav is saying. The whole earth, the water can penetrate. Nonetheless, you need a mikveh. Why do you need a mikveh? The whole earth is porous. Because the fact that water is porous doesn't mean that it's a kosher mikveh. It needs to have this particular shear of shofar hasanot between one container of the water and the other. So even though you'd say, oh, what's the difference? The water's going through anyway freely. It doesn't matter. We ignore that the water's going through freely, unless it has that particular opening.
If it had one hole the size of a...
That's good. But if the whole thing is open, it's no good. Exactly. That's exactly what Rav is pointing out. That's why he brings these two things together. Now, where does it get complicated vis-a-vis David's question? Behani mili b'kli tahor, of a b'kli tamei, suppose the Coke bottle was tamei. The question is, can you be tevel a Coke bottle?
The guys must be crazy.
Right.
The halacha certainly is that you can be tevel a Coke bottle.
Even though the opening
doesn't have shofar hasanot.
Since you
want
that,
to
what
level
do
you make it?
It's
horrible. What do you mean? Any level.
Any
level. So now if that's the case, so then it must be that there's two different dinim over here. In other words, the din in Shvaferet HaNod is to make that which is inside of another container a chelek of the mikveh. But if the kli itself, you're being teivel, then that kli itself becomes bottle to the mikveh and doesn't require a Shvaferet HaNod. So if the kli itself is tamei, once the kli is bottle to the mikveh, then anything inside of the coke bottle will also become tar. So what you really need is bedavka, a tummy Coke bottle. Then you could put in your tzinoros
and
bottle. And then you could be tevel in the mikvah. But according to that, and it's a Tosfos says so, then that's a major difference between Rava and Rabbi Lar. What were we saying? What's an afkamina between them? I mean, if this is true, there's an enormous afkamina between them. That even if there wouldn't, even if it would be a really a case of shofarot hanod and so on, in cases where you don't have a chashash of shofarot hanod, because even if it would be shofarot hanod, it would be kosher. So then the nafkamina between them is that according to Rava, if both kelim are tameim, so there's no chashash of tuma. Whereas according to Rabbi Law, only if the outside would be tuma, it wouldn't make any nafkamina, because it's tveidot shel kli.
Do we know that he would agree that?
Why not? What do you mean? According to Rabbi Law, it makes no nafkamina, because it's a problem of chatzitza on both kelim. But according to Rava, it's only a chashash of the inner kli. So that once the case would be that the outer kli is tameh, then there'd be no problem. Why do we make that as a nafkamina? Uh-huh. So it says, well, maybe the Mishnah is only talking about cases of kelim tameh. That's a problem, because Rashi says, fairish with both kelim are tameh. It's a chatzitza in both of them, they can't become tameh. So it's not taken into consideration. This piece over here. So according to Rashi, why is this an afkamina? He says, maybe you could say that we want to talk about a case of Kerechdat Tera. Kerechdat Tera is Adif. Kerechdat Tera Adif, where we could find even that the Pnimit should be good. Fine. In any event, we have an interesting case. So if...
Tell me it works because it's being tovel, that's the inside then counts, is that the
thing? Yeah, because now this kli is viewed as being part of the mikveh, essentially. Anything which is in a mikveh becomes now connected to the earth.
And when it was tovel, it's not considered?
No, when it's tovel, it's just a separate container. So therefore, we now have to look at it as the water in it, is it a kosher mikveh? It's wild. Huh? Okay, so in that case, if they would both be tamei, so then there'd be no problem. That's a brilliant question by the Turi Yevon. He says like this. What is that supposed to mean? So then it comes out that there's no possible case in which, according to Rava, there should be a problem. Because, by definition, the thing that you put inside the inner kli is tamei. I mean, that's why you're putting it into the mikveh. If it's tamei, and the water that's coming in through the top of the kli is not mei mikveh, then the water becomes tamei, and why it is matamei the kli of the outside kli now. So then it'll need the water to come in, so now the water becomes part of the mikveh. So any case is, by definition, it's a brilliant question. So any case is, by definition, not a case of a problem, because the outside kli will be tamei.
Well, that's the both
tahor. Catch 22.
The only thing you could do is both
tahor.
You wanted to.
Alright,
maybe it
wasn't. So he says, maybe Eirachinami.
That
the case of Mayim, a Kli that is Tamei, Mishum Mayim, which is only a Drabonon, that the Mayim Rechajim Liyasmishan, and then Matame Kalim. So for that, we wouldn't say that it's also Layashak. That's not good enough to make the Kli part. It doesn't really need to be.
Doesn't.
It's not really part of the mikveh. Therefore, it's not really good enough in the case of if it doesn't have shofaris anod, and some Mela Rava would be good. That's a very interesting question.
What is the otzar? The otzar in the mikveh? Is that something
the
else?
The bor?
That's what, another word for the bor?
I assume so.
That's the arbaim, the real mikveh.
Yeah. So let's just finish the Gemara. So therefore, it's not Kalim Shemil An Kalim Vid Bilan. Then let me just say it inside. Behind him, the Kli Tahara, the Kli Tamei Niga the Salka Tefila the Kula Gufi Damana, because the Tefila helped for the entire body of the Kli, meaning the outside Kli. So Nami the Kalim the Itbe. It also helps for any Kalim that are inside of it. The Tzan Kalim. Shibil an kelim, you have a container that was tamei, and that you filled up with other kelim, your tevelin. Harayel tahirin, there's no problem. But imlo taval, but if you didn't do a tefila, so then mayim amuravim ad shumuravim kishvaferet hanod. What? My comment, what in the world are you talking about? If you weren't tevelin, what is that supposed to mean? Imlo taval, what's my comment? Imlo taval. If you weren't tevel, then why are we discussing bichlal anything? No. Hachi kama. V'im lo tava, meaning v'im eino tzarich lahad bilo. If the container, the outside container, lo tava, meaning I didn't need to be tevel it for its own tumah, so then basically I'm not being tevel it in lo tava, so now I'm dealing with mayim muravim. Because now I need to view it as the mikveh. So then inside of it, things have to be mechubar to the mayim kishvaferet anod. So then ad shumu ravim kishvaferet anod. Then indeed you would need kishvaferet anod. Now some, the Bach has the girsa as we have it, umayim hamu ravim, which is very confusing. So therefore he says that in the way in which we're mefarish the Mishnah, there's two cases. Im eino tzarich lahat bilo. Or in a case where a mikveh requires connection through mayim muravim, these are two cases. So then in both cases we would say minich v'feret anod. But others don't have the vav there at all. So in other words, im enot zarech lahat bilo, so now you're dealing with mayim muravim. That's the meaning. Even if you have a vav, it's fine to learn. And then you're dealing with mayim muravim. You're not dealing with tefillah of the outside kli, but rather with the water that's coming in from the in outside mikveh. So then, umayim amuravim. So then you need muravim, actually muravim. So I don't really think there should be akron on the gears, but lamaisa, I mean, the akron didn't talk about it a lot. Okay, very good then. Let us do. Bakedesh maitan elo, amravilam ebeshik fedosha kli chatzit. I mean, it's safe for mishum chatzitza, obviously, ration hamishum chatzitza. Which, by the way, according to Rambam's pshat, now what it's talking about is taking apart things like a bed. What is that supposed to mean? That's explained. Rambam means that since the chashash is, you have something that's made out of separate pieces, you have to make sure that the water gets all around because there may be dirt that got in to the area underneath the ropes that are holding the, you know, the mattress up. So you have to untie those ropes in order to get out the dirt. So what the Gemara is saying over here is, since the ropes will swell, they'll hold whatever dirt's trapped there in even better, and then it won't come out. So according to him, also the Gemara works. And Bashenke the Ration, the Mayakvi Makfir of the Mana. So maybe it's a different trick. We need to express both in Yonim of the Chatzitza thing, and this is Rabbi Lola Taime. Domer Rabbi Lomer of Chanina Bar Papa, there are really only Eser Ma'alot in the Mishnah because two of them are basically the same principle. Chamesh Rishonot Bein Lekodesh Bein Lechul Shinasot Ares HaKodesh, and the Chamesh Achronot are limited Dafka to Kodesh. Avalol Lechul Shinasot Ares HaKodesh. My time are the first five or the six, if we include the two gzeres of Chatzitza, are Mishum, are the Isla Dror, the Tumimidi, or Isa. So therefore, Gozubu Rabbanan Bein Lekodesh Bein Lechul Shinasot Ares HaKodesh. But the last five, the Ledlai, Dror of the Tuma, some of Rashi's trap, Dror of the Tuma, the Araisa, so Gozru Bu Rabban Le Kodesh, but Lechon Shanaz HaTarz HaKodesh not. Rava Omar, no, I can't believe that. The safest Mishum Chatzitza, the Reisha, obviously, Kli B'tol Kli cannot be Mishum Chatzitza, but Reisha Ainu Taima, Gizera Shaloya Bil Machatin Vitzinorot, Bekli Shein Bepiv Kishwar Feret Anod. Get it done. Iruv Mikva Ot Kishwar Feret Anod. Ke Ovia Uke Chalala, which is a shear of Shtei Etzpaot going in a 360 degree circle. So, there are actually a Kadisrei separate Ma'alot Shanukan, Sheish Rishanod, including the two separate gezeres of chatzitz and shvaferet anod, bein lekodesh bein lechul shenasu hataras hakodesh, the chomesh achrena is only lekodesh avalo lechul shenasu hataras hakodesh. My ika bein the rav l'ravila in terms of how they explain kveder shekli, there's a very big difference. Halacha l'maisa ika b'dat salva gagutni shimilam kelim v'idbilam. So if the problem is mishum chatzitz, as Rabbi Law learns, then you got a problem here too, ika. But Laman Yomer Shum Gizera, Shevayat Bil Machatin Vitzinoriot, Bechlishen Bepivkish Referat Anod, that's not a problem because there's no such thing as a Salva Gargutni, Shein Bepivim, Kish Referat Anod. The other Rabba the Taimi, the Orma Rabba, Salva Gargutni, Shemil An Kaelin, Vit Milan, are to hurry across the board even for Kodesh. Whereas a Mikvah Shechal Kobis Salva Gargutni, Vantovashon, Lo Alta Lo Tvilan, don't tell me that they're completely porous, because so is the rest of this planet. No, ara kule kule mekalkala, and nonetheless, beinan di ikar baim sabi mekol mechad, vahani mili bichli tahor. But if you're talking about a kli tamei, once already, that salka tfila la kule guf de mana, so obviously it's also going to be salka nami, le kelim di ik betoch o, titnan, kelim shimilan kelim, vid bilan, are yedu taorim, vi im lo tabal, Mayim amuravim achumuravim kshveradon. My comma v'im lo taval. No, I mean, im eno tzarich lat below. So the outer cleave was not there in order to be tevel it. Now you're dealing with a mayimuravim. Oh, that's a whole different issue. Achumuravim kishvaferatan.